Blog Talk Radio.
I'm originally from Boston. It's 7:33 p.m. Standard Eastern Time. Now, I wasn't expecting really to do a show tonight, but I just want to do a little bit of support in a film that I'm proud of. And I am proud of. In my last show, which was Wednesday night, as you know, I had my brother Ohor Zakor Deliza on the air. And it was kind of a fun show. I did a special show with him, and I'm sure I'm going to have him on the show. But when I work with Ohor, to let you know, when I'm working on film, he's director, not big bro. Even though there's times when he does, you know, he's probably more normal than most people are in this world. Because, you know, he's a very positive person. To me, he's a role model. And if you heard him on the last show, you know, he was very humble because I do think he's awesome. And I do consider, you know, when I said, you know, the myth, the man himself, the legend, I mean, people know him and people that do know him love him. And he just has a great big heart. But, you know, he's just this awesome man. And he's helped so many people in this world. I can't even explain. I mean, you know, I'm around him more than most people, mostly, you know, on Saturdays and here and there. And I do my own things, and I want to become successful in my own way. And another thing is, if it wasn't for Ahura, I wouldn't be doing everything I'm doing right now. And, you know, I had asked God, and let me just say this, you know, whatever your beliefs are, whatever your religion is, I don't really bring up religion, but this is what I really did, you know. I asked God, you know, I'm looking for a big brother, someone that doesn't hit you, someone that actually, you know, is someone that's positive. Lo and behold, Z. And you can call him Z because a lot of people do have a problem pronouncing his name, and I do talk funny, but Ahura Zakor Dali is his name, but a lot of people call him Z. So if you call him Ahura Z, that's fine. You know it really is his name. So Z, you know, he came into my life. And the funny thing is, you know, it's really, I mean, the concept of the way people think about things, if you really think about it, you know, when I first saw a picture of him, he was bowing. And I was like, you know, his arms folded, and I said, there's something about him. And this was even before he had the tattoo on his face. I'll explain the tattoo afterwards. But, you know, I looked at it, and I'm like, this is a man of honor. Something about him. I want to meet him. You know, and first time I called him on the phone. Now, this is, you know, very naive of me to say because, you know, I'm not thinking. I mean, you know, it's just things that come out of my mouth. It's not insulting because it's just things that pop in my brain. And, you know, what's hot on the internet, when you go to write things on the internet and you're just thinking, you know, you're not insulting and stuff. You can't just write things and people might not understand it and take it as things and insults. But, you know, things just pop in my brain and I just want to ask a question. And it's like if people get mad, it's like, huh, I'm just asking a question and, you know, I want to know about things. So when Ola was talking to me on the phone, very educated, very intelligent. You know, and here he is now. He's many different cultures. And, you know, people tend to think he's just a big black guy. I mean, he's other cultures, but I'm sitting there, and the thing I'm thinking of, you know, listen to him, I go to ask him, I go, is this Ahura Z, the guy in the picture? He's like, well, yes, it is. I go, how come he sound like a white guy? And this is what I was thinking. No, I mean, it's not to be insulting or anything, but you're sitting there, and it's just like, he must have thought I was the silliest person. And I just asked him, and, you know, I was like, well, yes, it is. And he didn't say insulting back, but it's just something I wanted to know. And, you know, it made me realize that intelligence, you know, people are from different backgrounds and stuff, it doesn't matter about the color of your skin. To be intelligent, it's to open up your mind and to want to learn knowledge. And that's what I wanted to start seeking. So I think he kind of understood, you know, even before I was able to start speaking with him. And then I met him, and I was like, you know, I met him a couple more times in his family. And funny thing is, I kind of became part of the family. And because of these people at Unicorn Cove, you know, I'm kind of thankful because here I am sitting live on the air and able to do the things I want to do in life. So why I'm doing this show tonight, even if it's just a half hour, it's to support a film that I'm part of. And it's called Falkyr. F as in Frank, A-L-C-Y-Y-R. Now, I have a Bostonian accent. I don't know. People like me talking as it is. I'm very entertaining, energetic and such, and I like making people laugh. But I know maybe it's hard for me to pronounce the letters correctly. So sometimes I will spell things out, and people are like, okay, now they know how the correct spelling is. Falkyr is really about four women that get transported from each different time frames. And my character is like Rosie the Riveter, you know, a big brute and, you know, someone that could kick butt but don't want to fight. And if I, you know, think about it, it's really kind of like almost to me, I mean, everything relates to Jackie Chan with me. You got to laugh because everything, it just does. And I'm thinking, this is kind of like a Jackie Chan character. Now, he doesn't write anything based upon Jackie Chan. No. He just looks at someone. He has this look when he's looking at you. He goes, ah. And that means he knows what he's got installed for you for a film, you know, with what he does. So, you know, it's kind of, you got to feel kind of special when you become part of a film or something of a project that Z does do, because he knows exactly what fits you. And he puts you into the film, like how, you know, you can give your all, your 100%, and do your abilities in the film. So, you know, to be part of this film, to be one of the primary characters lead, I feel so honored and so blessed. And he, like in the last show, you know, I almost even want to cry as I speak right now, because, you know, I've been trying so hard for the past 7 years, working almost every single day. And even when I'm not working my full-time job, I try to network and talk to people and spun people from, you know, different parts of the world. And believe me, it's so easy. I mean, with today's technology, you can Skype, video chat, internet, email, phones and everything. Technology is amazing. I mean, well, when it's working, I mean, you know, if something's not working, like your computer's and it crashes and stuff, you're kind of screwed. You know what I mean? And it's like something where you sit there, and it's really amazing, because there's, you know, talking, okay, here's an example. You know, just to think of years ago, and people in Hollywood and stuff, and actors and things, you probably think it was so much out of reach. And I think what people tend to forget is that actors are just human beings. Anybody that's, you know, even famous, even the stunt people, and, you know, unless you know about action films, I mean, to each their own. If you're into, like, whatever you're into, each their own, just I'm an action chick type of girl. And, you know, just getting to be able to talk to stuntmen and people that, you know, stuff that I've watched my whole life, that type of area. And when these guys, you know, these stunt guys, and they sit and they talk with me, I'm going, wow, these are just regular people. And it just feels more normal. It's becoming more real that this is the field that I love. Now, granted, I can't do what Jackie Chan does. I'm not going to plan on doing what any of these great stunt people do. I mean, I can go beyond my limitations, but reality is, I'm not Jackie Chan. No, I'm not. I'd be lucky if I was like a little piece of his heel, like off of Jackie Chan's head or something like that. I don't know if you can understand, but, you know, something where I just can give what I can give in a film. You know, it's just what I do. I can make people laugh. I'm a spaz. I'm energetic. You get me in a film, and I think the reason why, when you get me on a film, you know, it just flicks a switch. It's not just about the character. It's even about self-confidence. You forget everything else. When you're doing a film, you forget about all worries, everything. You're just focused on where the camera is. Well, you're not supposed to look at the camera. That's kind of a big no, a big sin on a set. Never look at the camera. But, you know, what I've got to do, the things I've got to do so far, and let me say, I've done a lot of independent films. The problem is, a lot of the films, they kind of get canned and shelved, and the stuff that I've worked on, I don't even have stuff for a demo reel. I'm lucky I've got pitches where I was able to take it on set, a proof of things I've done. But it's getting better, because I'm getting a little bit more and more, and I don't need extras in the background, you know, something that actually is, you know, like roles and stuff, like in Falcare doing the lead. And I gotta say, I am more content to be home on a Friday night, cuddling up, watching a film, you know, so the next day I can go and, you know, work on Falcare. Especially when I'm filming, I get such an adrenaline rush. No matter what I'm doing, you put me in front of a camera, I'm like, ah, I'm just a big ham, because I'm so excited. But I have to admit, what people don't understand, if you don't do any acting or anything, it can be very tedious work. When you're working 12 to 14 hours or how many hours and you're doing the same thing over and over and over again, you know, it is work. People don't realize that. And, I mean, the things that you see, you know, you go on the internet and people that, you know, work regular jobs and stuff, even if you don't work in independent films, and they go and they do all these rants about actors and stuff, say, you know, they don't deserve the money and all this stuff. If you really sit on the sets and you're all there, you can see what the actor's going through. Now, okay, maybe I don't have my favorites. I have my favorites. And like I said, Jackie, I mean, the thing about Jackie is he gets paid a lot of money, but he gives back a lot. And some actors do that. But the thing is, people are so, you know, I don't know what the correct term is, whether they watch the actors or hear about their lifestyles or whatever it is, sometimes they don't realize some of the big name actors, they actually do give back. Those are the things they don't see, because what the media does they actually just want to show the bad stuff. Now, granted, there's some, you know, actors or whatever. I mean, you know, I can't get involved in what their life is because it's not really what I'm about. I want to do work on a set, and from working on sets, from things, you know, I just go there. Working on a film set is my job. That's what it is. It is not a dating set. It's just something where you go there to work. And there's many people that I want to work with. And I'm going to take this example today. And this guy, his name is Dirk Rabe. I think it's Rabe or Rab. Dirk, V-I-R-K-R-A-B-E. And Dirk Rabe, and he's this guy that's from Germany. I tried to look on his YouTube videos. It's all in German, so I try to understand it. But sometimes you don't have to even hear the words or understand them to see what's going on in a film. You can, you know, if you have a brain, you can kind of figure out what the plot is without even understanding what the language is. So Dirk's big, you know, dream is to work with Van Damme. This guy can do this list just like him and stuff. And I've talked with him on the internet and seen his files and stuff. And like I said, technology is amazing. I think I've been talking to him maybe a year or so or something. The guy is really quite amazing. You really have to look him up on Facebook. He's really great at what he does. So he wants to work with Van Damme. I want to work with Jackie Chan. Hey, let's get together, Dirk, and just, you know, let's make our own Expendables film or something like that. Oh, I'll be the Jackie Chan role. You'll be a Van Damme role. We'll get other people in there. I'm sure we can make our own thing. But the thing is, what it really comes down to is getting money to make the film. That's what it is. And anybody can make a film. And, you know, if you get people to support you in your films, I bet some of the ideas that some people have out there can make really great films, and they don't even need $1 million. Now, my point to get to is, like, I can just ramble on about so many different things. I think this is why I'm entertaining and people like to listen to what I'm saying and stuff, but I want to bring up about the film Million of Valkyr. We're taking horseback riding lessons. They're, you know, they're doing their own costumes, and it's almost every single Saturday I'm there. So I definitely know what's going on. Now, I'm not really part of the production, but I'm there all the time, and I just watch things, and I see, you know, Z going around, and everybody else is doing things. Even if it's not my part, the thing is, I'm there, because sometimes Z might need, you know, somebody to do something, and I already did a villager, you know, an extra scene, and they'll just throw me in there. So it's really great. You get experience. You can do, you know, different things, like in the film Anacria, where I play three different characters, and yeah, that was quite interesting, and I even fought Z, and we mentioned that on the show last time. So I'm going to go on the Valkyr, the fundraiser. Now, let's see if it's going to let me bring it up. Okay. Now, fundraiser, you can go on the site, FUNDRAZR. And Horror himself, you know, it says, we are looking for donations to help offset production costs, including costuming, props, and equipment needed to make these films epic. Please give what you can. All donors will be thanked in the credits of the film once it is finished. Large-scale donors will receive extra benefits. Contact us for more information. We appreciate your help. Okay, let's see. I'm going to try to see if I can expand. Okay, let's see. There is a website. You can visit www.falcaremovie.com. So it's www.falcaremovie.com, and like us on Facebook. All money raised will go immediately toward production costs, and donors will be credited in the film. And what is about Valkyr's upcoming feature-length fantasy from Unicovia Pictures, currently in production. You'll be able to see production photos and updates. So you can actually see everything. And you really should know that with our film Valkyr, really splendid thing, you know, that we get to be part of, and I gotta say, I love animals. I love animals so much, and every once in a while, it seems like I end up rescuing strays and stuff like that, which, you know, it's just, I don't know if they, you know, I really rescue them or not, but they just end up showing up on my doorstep. And actually, my little co-host kitty right here, which she happened to take my Snuggie, I get a Snuggie, and she's actually laying on it. That Snuggie is for me, but she's actually laying on it, and, you know, I would not trade any of cats I've had that I've taken in a stray for any pedicure or whatever breeds or something where you're paying thousands of dollars. So I'm very happy and content. And I look at her and I just think animals deserve a second chance. The beautiful thing, people, about Falcare. Now, the whole story doesn't really revolve around the animals, but the thing is, we all get excited, then we get to horses. Yes, I know I'm acting silly, but some of the horses that are part of Falcare have had second chances in life. One horse, I got to get up, and there's a picture of me on Facebook. He's a brown horse. I don't know the type of horse. His name is Cowboy. He was actually saved from a meat train. Now, you know, if you really think about it, the people, the places of hearts and horses are where we're taking the horseback riding lessons, and Skyloft Morgan is actually where Cowboys come from, was rescued. You know, we have these animals in the film, these animals that are given a second chance. So it's something where when you're sitting on top of the animal that has been rescued, you just feel this wonderful thing. I can't explain it inside. And I was just so happy and so excited. I'm like, wow, that was just a very beautiful experience. And to be able to be on top of these horses, and let me say, it's not as easy as it seems when you start learning how to ride a little bit faster. Your butt and your legs, oh, are they sore the next day? I hope I get used to it. That's all I'm going to say. I mean, I know I will. And I think I have it in my family where I found out with my grandmother in Montana. Yes, I have family. My father's side is actually from Montana. She actually helped found, I mean, I don't think she wanted to call her one of the founders, but she's part of this thing that was called a Bitterroot in Hamilton, Montana. And she also was like a park ranger. So I have this in my blood about horseback riding. My father still does it. And it's just kind of amazing that, you know, I never thought. I just turned 42 last Sunday, October 7th, and I never thought in a million years, you know, I'd be getting up on a horse. So you never too old to do anything. So, you know, just to really think that, I mean, to do Falcare, I just feel really blessed. And if you go to the site to help donate money, you should be proud, because what Z is doing, he's showing a variety of women. You know, I mean, it's something where you just don't see. Maybe Hollywood doesn't always do this, and it's like, I don't know, I just see these films, you know, I try to see what's up and coming. And now, mind you, I'm 5'8", okay? And when I talk about films and stuff, I have nothing against any actor's life and stuff. It has nothing to do whatever their life is and stuff. But, you know, looking at films, now, I am a tall girl. I'm 5'8". And you look at the films, and I'm looking at the girls in the film. Now it looks like they're getting shorter and shorter, and I'm going 5'6", 5'5", or it's something where if the actors, maybe they're not tall and they have to have smaller girls to make the actors look good. I don't know if that's me or not, but I'm like, why do they all seem like they're that height? You know, and I'm very happy to tell myself that I was like, where's all the tall women? And it's like, when you think of tall women, I'm thinking of, you know, maybe models and stuff. I'm not a model. I mean, granted, you know, I mean, it's just something where with my height, I feel lucky and I'm blessed, and I'm not going to change, you know, I wouldn't want to change my life for anybody in the world. I'm really happy and content with who I am. Now, of course, I'm going to have to start working out more, but no one can make me do it. I have to do it myself. I have to motivate myself, and that's why I look for very positive things and people that I keep drawn into my life. And, you know, if you have a dream, really seriously, if you want actors, now, no matter where you are, people are like, oh, yeah, sure, Shelly, like, I can get into acting, blah, blah, blah. That's the way I used to think, too. That was like, there's no way in this world that I can get into acting. Well, people, they kept saying, you know, Shelly, you're funny. You know, you like making people laugh. But the thing is, I don't watch myself. So how do I know if I'm funny? Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, if you're doing stuff, you're making people laugh, but I don't see myself. I only know from what people are telling me. Everybody has a different life and stuff. Like, people might find me funny, people might not find me funny. It depends. Everybody has their own sense of humor, and I just tend to know people that I've been around. I just make laugh, and even if it's the silliest little thing, even if I'm acting like Stitch, and I've done like little voices. So let me see if I can do Stitch. Wait a minute. Okay, now this is Stitch, okay? I know, I'm sitting here live on a radio show about to do, you know, Lilo and Stitch from Disney. Okay, here we go. Let's see. What does Stitch say? Oh, okay. All right, here's the thing Stitch says. He goes, our hammer, but Miss Pamela's. It's a small and broken, but it's a great stuff. No one gets left behind. Plus, no matter Stitch. That's Stitch. Now, doing things like that, I mean, my whole life I've done, like, little, you know, things with my voices and stuff, and it makes people laugh. And, I mean, I never thought I'd be doing any type of acting. So believe me, take it from me. You know, you just got to look into it. And you don't have to pay thousands of dollars. You don't have the money. Okay, listen. All you got to do, you just, first of all, you don't have the money. Get someone to take a picture with the camera. Get that picture printed at CVS when it's like $1.99. Find places. You can look at even on Craigslist or whatever. I mean, wherever you are. And you can go look for independent films. Now, granted, I came from Boston. And if you know, I mean, besides Hollywood and stuff, Boston has a lot of film going on. So this is how I started getting into acting. You know, I mean, it's just amazing that the films that are coming to Boston on the East Coast and even in Maine, it's starting to get a little bit more and more. But I've been so busy. I mean, I still get the emails from the companies and stuff, but I'm just busy with what I'm doing, you know, working for, like, full-time and just doing what I'm doing and being dedicated to getting things done. And the two films that I'm involved with, which I'm really hoping pretty soon, I'm going to start filming The Dishwasher because it's something where, with my film, I'm dedicated to Jackie Chan. I want to get it done really before it gets cold, and I'm just hoping with all my heart that I'm able to do this. I know I can. I know I can make people laugh, so it's something where I think with my film, The Dishwasher, I'm actually going to film it in one weekend. I think with my actor, Anthony Wong, I've cut down so much stuff out of the film because what I want to do is make it short, simple, to the point, and have that Jackie Chan film. Now, my film, The Dishwasher, okay, I wrote it myself because it's really mostly like my life where the job that I'm doing is a dishwasher, not a job that I'm doing in real life, and it's kind of, my life is boring, and I want to work with Jackie Chan. That's basically what the film is about, which in real life, I do want to work with Jackie Chan, and it's going to have that feel to it, and I feel very excited to have Anthony on board because Anthony did go to like a stunt school and stuff this summer. And the funny thing is I saw him being lit on fire, being thrown, and all the stuff he's swinging on the wire harness and all this sorts of stuff. And it's like, it's really kind of cool that I got someone this experience to be part of the, you know, lead actor, you know, talking with Anthony. He had experience working like a production manager. So he's doing a couple of roles. Now, the person that is my director, his name's Sang Verapath, he's had a very busy schedule this summer. But I'm very glad that he actually is my director. The funny thing is, you know, I would turn around and I'd say, I want to work with a bunch of crazy Asians running around and stuff in a film, you know, like the EMC monkeys and stuff. But, you know, maybe in the future, I'll explain who the EMC monkeys are in a second. I think I mentioned them on the show but before. But Cameron, I think most of my cast are Asian, and another guy I hope he's still able to work with me. His name's Jason Lee, but he actually lives up here in Maine, so, you know, I'm pretty sure he's going to be able to make it. Another guy I wanted to have working with me, I've known him for a couple of years, is Jason Rainwater, but he lives in Alabama, so it's kind of like, you know, difficult thing, but I know I will eventually get to work with him. You know, a few years down the road it will happen because anything is possible. I mean, I've never thought I'd even have a radio show. So anything is possible. And believe me, people have told me, you know, that I couldn't do something or this and that. And I'm like, now if people say, well, you can't do that. I go, you're telling me something that I can't do? Well, I'm doing it right now. And, you know, my thing is not about getting the last laugh. Because if I'm laughing every day and I'm happy-go-lucky, I'm almost practically getting the last laugh every day. But it's not something that I think about. It's just how my life is. And I was able to get away from all the negativity, you know, thanks to Aurora once again. You know, and it's a really great feeling when I don't have any drama in my life. and it's nice and relaxing. Of course, you know, we all have to work and stuff, but if I really think about it, the way my life could have ended up, I could have been, you know, in the projects on welfare, knocked up with a couple of kids, and my life would have ended. That's it. And I'm really happy about the fact that the way my life is going, because it's heading towards a path that I'm very happy. And I'm not going to, you know, change my life for anyone. I'm just going to keep bettering myself, keep moving on and such. And I feel very lucky and very blessed with how my life is going. Now, I know I'm going to become successful, and I'm just hoping to inspire other people. And, you know, there's something that kind of bothers me a little bit, because, I mean, I had my bullies and stuff, you know, growing up, and there's young people out there. And I saw this one post today, and it does bother me a little bit. And this girl, she was cyberbullied, and she committed suicide. And, you know, reading about it, I go, I wish I could have at least left a comment on this girl's, you know, YouTube video to let her know that she wasn't alone. And I think if I ever see any YouTube videos and, you know, kids, you know, they're asking for help, I'm going to let them know they are worth it, even by just one comment on their YouTube video, just to know that they're not alone. And I had bullies and such, and I just don't want any of these kids ever to feel alone. And I want them to know that they can make it, and they can be their own fighter and their own warrior. And I just hope, you know, talking about it, to let children know so they don't commit suicide, because you keep hearing these trends, and I'm like, stop. Any child out there, if you're listening to me, or any kid, and you're sad and you're crying your eyes out, listen, okay? We all had our bullies. Now, I don't know what it is really to experience on cyberspace. You know, we had it where we got beat up on the playground, and it was hard. It was tough. I know. I've been there. And I just really hope with all my heart, you know, and they say to let the universe know that I really do get to work with Jackie Chan, because I just hope to give others that feel so sad and feel that there's no hope for them, I want to give people hope. And that's why I keep going. My days, maybe I might have a bad day here and there, but I keep going. And this has been going on for years. And no one can stop me. The only one to stop me is myself, because no matter what anybody says, I just laugh. It doesn't matter if anybody makes fun of me. It doesn't matter what anybody says, because they're not living in my life. Who's ever in my life, I'm only going to let positive people. And I just believe those that say that I can't do something is because they can't do it themselves. And whatever anybody says about me, probably because, you know, they're unhappy with the way their life is, and it just shows. I mean, seriously, if you really think about it, I mean, anybody can do something, but if somebody ever complains about what I'm doing, if I'm happy and I keep continuing to do it, what does that say about the person that's complaining about me? It means that they're unhappy and miserable in their own little life. Well, you know, I can't really worry about what anybody says about me. I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. Now, remember, once again, if you want to help out our film and sell care, just go to that fundraiser site. Go to Facebook. Check it out. You know? I mean, it doesn't hurt to look. You know what I'm saying? All you do is click on it, and you can learn about all the stuff I do. I run a couple of Facebook pages, one for Jay Giannone, one for Arnold Chong, one for the EMC Monkeys, a couple other things. And, you know, I just feel really blessed, and I think I need a... Since I talk so much, I got to take a sip here of something to drink. And I'm glad the little kitty's being really good right now. Let me take a little sip of this drinkage. No, I know I feel, like, really blessed because, you know, being able to do the things I've always wanted to do in life, I mean, how many people can say that in the world? Because usually what happens is, and just seeing it, that a lot of people end up getting divorced, and they go through this daddy drama, mama, baby drama, and all this stuff. And I didn't ever have to worry about that. So it's like I'm kind of free from all this negative crap, never had to worry about that. So I do feel very blessed. So be able to do the things that I'm doing. I hope I inspire other girls where to know that there's so much out there in this world. Now, another thing, too, is a lot of people say about families and such, you know, because they have kids. Well, to let you know, sometimes in acting, not kidding, sometimes they're looking for moms and kids for film roles, not kidding, and you can get paid. I mean, it's something where there's so many things out there. You know, everybody has a uniqueness thing about them. You can act. There's so many different types of films. You know, you just never can tell. You just go there, you go to a casting call, maybe you'll meet someone on the set. You know, downtime, be able to talk to people, just network. That's all you gotta do. Now, some people take classes, there's so many cheap workshops, some people just talk, they do dinner theater shows like myself. I've done dinner theater shows and comedy dinner theater shows and just had a ball playing a crazy big-haired bridesmaid running around harassing people. And it wasn't even a factor getting paid like $25 an hour. You know, I mean, it's something where it's just, I mean, you know, when you're doing things like that, it's something where when people come into the shows and it's live, you know, someone could be having a bad day and you're making them forget what their bad day is. Maybe someone's not feeling good and you're going to turn their, you know, their frowns upside down. And I got to do that in the show. So be able to do this further in films to make people laugh, it's going to feel like a blessing. It's going to feel like a gift from God. And, you know, it's just something that I know I have on my heart to give to make people laugh. Now, let's see, what song would I like to play right now, just for a little break? I only wanted to do a half-hour show, but just to support myself here in the film that I'm in. I'm going through the list of songs. Let's see. Okay. What do I want to play? There's The Fighter. Okay. I want to find another song. Yeah, this is a silly little song. I just gotta get it queued up here. It's called Get Up Off Your Seat. It's by my brother. It's one of those, you know, fun songs and stuff like that. So I'm going to play this to give my voice a little break. So here we go. Get Up Off Your Seat with Z. Excited about farts, and I'm sitting here on the show. I could be talking about any silly little thing. But if you want to call in, the telephone number is 877-907-7217, 877-907-7217. You know, I don't know how much longer I'll stay on the show because I just want to like to relax for the rest of the evening because I have to get up for a Falcat tomorrow. And let's see. What else do I want to talk about? Let's see. I think maybe play a couple more songs. Well, this is the support for Surprise Surprise for my brother Crosby Tatum. And I was felt honored to be in this video. It's called Feel by Laz and Kat, and they're actually in the midst of filming Surprise Surprise, which on one of my shows I was actually able to help them run, raise some money for their fundraiser, and they were able to raise the rest of it to be able to film. So doing fundraisers, it's not really panhandling, it's actually going to the films themselves. So I was able, glad that they were able to be able to start filming their film Surprise Surprise. So for our brother Crosby Tatum, back in Boston, this one's for you, and it was an honor to work on the set for the song Feel.
Yeah, Last Brit, Chatter B, Miss Smith and NV, for little 9 yards, yeah, check this out, yeah, Triceptus Studio, check it, yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by, looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high, tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant dog on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me, sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ah. You just make me feel, feel. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, 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 ooh.
That's a primetime player. Used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the flamed up loops plus the lineup here. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one. One. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Book you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel a fly. But do the spell, don't waste no time. Ooh, ah, ha. Ha, 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 ooh, ah. You just make me feel, feel. Ooh, ah, ha, ha, ooh, ah. Ha, ha, ooh, ah. You just make me feel, feel. Ooh, ah. Ooh, ah. Ooh, ah.
Ha ha ha.
Well, that was from one of my brothers back in Boston, Crosby Tatum, who's actually in the midst of filming the Surprise Surprise film, and I'm so proud of him, and I love the Trifecta Studio family, and I'm proud to be part of, you know, that family no matter where I go. If I happen to work with Jackie Chan, I'll be proud and honored to actually still call, you know, Crosby Tatum, you know, my brother there. And I'm actually going to, I'm typing on Facebook as I'm going along when I'm actually playing, playing now. I'm looking for Athenaeus by Pisces Project. This is actually part of, you know, something my brother does too, or is a cordelista. He's a composer, a musician, you know, not just a director. And he's worked on sets out in Hollywood, you know, done the acting thing, so he wants to do his own films, and he's, you know, doing as he go. And we have come a long way. And he's actually been nominated, and I think he actually won awards for, I don't know if you call it New Age or Best Age or something, for his music. But just to show you, another little taste is another song, which I am going to play. I'm going to cue it up, and I want you to hear it. It's that happy feeling, that happy music. And it's actually a blessing to know this man. So I'm going to play another one of his songs. And any of his music, you can actually go and buy it off of his site, too. So I am going to play this. So here we go. And you're going to hear that happy song. So this is another song by Ahura. Again, was once again Horace the Cordelisa. If you want to call Z for short, that's perfectly fine. Athenaeus was Athenaeus. I'm like, I'm so bad at pronouncing. I'm going to get a spanking. I know everybody in the world, they're so like grammar Nazis and all sorts of things. If you don't pronounce this or that, what do you want from Boston? It's how I sound. Everybody gets so critical about everything nowadays. I'm just like, it's just how I sound. It's not like I'm being disrespectful. I try to, you know, pronunciate things to my best ability. And if you have to get on my back about things that I'm actually saying, and it's, I won't be around people like that because I never try to do anything to disrespect others. I try to, you know, be open-minded because people that, you know, try to communicate with me, if they don't speak English too well, and they are, that doesn't bother me. So if my Boston accent bothers you, I mean, it's not to be annoying. It's part of what I am, and I do not want to get rid of it. You know, if it's so bad, I mean, if that's like the worst quality about me, well, I don't know what to say. It's not like I'm going out and getting drunk and smoking and doing drugs. Yeah, might talk a little funny, but you know who talks the funniest English out of all of us is Jackie Chan, and he's awesome. No one can hardly understand the words that are coming out of Jackie Chan's mouth, but he's awesome. Well, quite frankly, I think I can understand Jackie. I mean, if I've been watching his films for a long time, I can understand Jackie Chan. I love the man. And when I say I love the man, it's because I want to work with him. I don't want to date Jackie. I mean, cry aloud, he's married. People, that's a big no. He's all cute and stuff like that. But just remember, marriage is kind of a sacred thing a little bit. You know what I mean? It's kind of like that's off limits. I mean, yeah, he's cute and I want to work with him. I mean, there's many guys out there that I think are cute and adorable, but marriage is a no-no, and it's something that I guess is probably lost in translation. Oh, I hear an ambulance going down the street. I hope everything will be fine there. I don't know if you can hear it on the radio right now, but yeah, in the studio, since I'm near a street, you can sometimes hear some things, and I'm hoping it's not going to go on the radio show. But getting back with Jackie, is just someone that's a very big role model for me. He's just someone that I look up to, and, you know, I mean, is it really that bad for to look up to someone, you know, that is a good person, his films, so many people love. I mean, if you really think about it, there could be a whole world with the Jackie Chan community. No, no, seriously. You go to Jackie Chan's Facebook page, you're going to see that there's over 27 million people on there. That's the whole planet. If you really think about it, we could live on that planet ourselves and we could have a Jackie Chan planet. Just really think about that. If his Facebook page has only over 27 million people on it, we can move somewhere and be happy and content and have to watch Jackie Chan film in the theaters. I know it's a silly little thing to say, but come on, really? You know, I wish I had some music to play. I mean, you have to get all this permission and stuff on a radio show to play. I'd be playing music from Jackie's films and all stuff like that. Jackie Chan, if you're out there listening, can I have permission to, you know, play your music? I don't want to sell your music unless you want me to make money for you, but I wish I could play Jackie Chan's music. Jackie Chan's also a musician, and there's a song, I swear to God, I love it, really, it's called Endless Love. It's not the one from the other film in America, but it's about the myth, and I swear to God, I think the myth, that film with the general and the princess, should be another part two. You have to see it. It's kind of like, I don't know if you can really see it's a chick flick because I'm not really a chick flick kind of girl, but it has that feel to it, but it has the Jackie Chan feel to it. In the film itself, the myth, Jackie doesn't end up with the princess. Now, I know it's like it's a whole big couple of stories involved in one, but if you really think about it, that's not how a Jackie Chan film should end. I mean, he does other films, you know, he's getting more serious into his roles and stuff, but this Jackie Chan film, The Myth, there should be a part two. Jackie Chan, listen, if you're ever listening to my shows, please make The Myth a part two, because the princess, you know, she should be with her general. You should make a part two, because, you know, the way part one ended up, you know, ending right there, make part two. It'll probably make a lot of people happy, Jackie. Anyway, I think I'm going to end the show, once again, with the song Battle Song. Now, this song is in Valkyr. If you know what an epic film is, and you know music is what sets the thing in a film, you're going to know about Battle Song. Now, this is the words, one of his songs, and his lovely, beautiful wife, Sonari, sings it with him. You listen to the song, you're going to feel it. You're going to get a feel for the type of film I'm in, because we're women. We're Valkyrie. And I'm proud to be an Amazon. I'm proud to be 5'8" in an Amazon. I am a little girl that once watched Wonder Woman on TV. Now here I am as a woman. Here I am. Get ready to play a Wonder Woman, a thing called Valkyr, and I'm very excited. So you're going to hear it in the song here called Battle Song. You're going to feel it. Here we go, and everyone, have a good night.